It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. This week marks the end of school for thousands of Bay Area students and a triumphant walk across the stage for seniors who are graduating. But more than 2 years of trying to learn during a pandemic also sets some students so far back they've had to scramble hard to finish. One of these students is Nia Owens, and KQED's Julia McAvoy has her story.
I was talking about my knee. I just popped my knee. Put your head down for me.
On the second story of this walk-up apartment building in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood, Nia Owens is braiding hair.
You want to part that out for me right quick?
It's her business. Her god sister lends her the space. The braiding business is why Nia has been focused on graduating. She wants to go to Laney College, then get a degree in business administration to start her own fashion company.
I can't wait for this style. I better get a whole bunch of pictures.
Mm-hmm. But Nia says just getting to school has been hard this year. She's been living with several different relatives over the past few months after she lost her brother to gun violence last year. These circumstances have made commuting complicated, but she kept going.
I feel like my brother been pushing me. Since he's gone, he's been pushing me.
Carrying on with him.
I've been catching a whole lot of angel numbers. So, yeah.
On this day, work was happening during finals week.
Finals actually had me crying, school crying.
Nia had gotten into a disagreement with a teacher at McClyman's High School, where she attends.
And I was supposed to present today, but I didn't know. I didn't get the email, and I almost punched a wall. I was very upset, grabbing at my hair and everything.
She fell victim to her own negative programming.
This is called getting emotionally hijacked, says Stefan Dent. He's lead mentor for Oakland Natives Give Back. It's a group brought on in January by the school to work weekly with 10 seniors, including Nia.
You really have to have a strong foundation within yourself and love yourself in order for you to manifest your desires.
The intensive mentoring program Dent is running is expanding to 7 other OUSD high schools this fall. The students are in a paid internship that teaches them skills they can use both in and outside school, being on time, showing up, communicating clearly when you can't. But mostly, it was deep inner work.
Education itself needs to implement teachings for individuals to learn themselves. We don't have that in school. All we're teaching them is science, math, accounting. Is the school system was designed to teach people to work for other people.
Before, Nia would have just walked out of school, not returned. This time, she took some steps.
I just kept having to breathe and breathe and breathe as much as I can. Anger like that, you really have to be careful.
And she had help from a McClyman staffer who works closely with Dent. The advice?
Go ahead, cry yourself out of it, do as much crying as you gotta do, and then we gotta get right back to this essay.
Students like Nia are learning to develop a vision of themselves outside of the one perpetuated by a white supremacist society, says Dent. He considers it key to thriving in an education system that, in his experience, will push Black students down time and again.
I had white teachers that used to sit there, and instead of them actually sitting and helping me, they used to just give me the work and just go on. I passed a lot of classes without me having to do half of the work.
The big concept for everyone in this pilot program is accountability. When Nia learned this week one of her teachers had flunked her, she immediately signed up for adult school to take the class again.
It took me a while, but I built myself up. I listen to gospel music and I listen to old school music, Good Morning Beautiful. And then that type of music give me some motivation into myself. Okay, Nia, you got this. You're pretty, you're beautiful. And I tell myself that every time, every day, every morning, every time I wake up, even when I go to sleep and wake back up. You have to comment to yourself.
Nia turned 18 this week. Her gift to herself? Graduation this summer. I'm Julia McAvoy, KQED News.